Right now, there is no electricity, so the network is connected and that again. Maybe I will change my base. Did you hear me quietly right now?
I can hear you fine. Yeah, we hear that the
Me
troops
too.
have moved in. The army is in Yarmouk and Tadamon.
The army hit some streets in Yarmouk yesterday. They came to the ground, Unawa,
Yeah.
for the Palestinian refugees. It came the main building of Unawa in Yarmouk. They came around it, and they're searching some houses. They arrest some guys, but they release them after they beat them badly in the streets. And they're yelling them. Then they were brought to areas called Dawar on Palestine Street. So the street which separates Yarmouk from Tabaon.
And what's happening in Tadamon? Have troops moved in there?
They're trying to go in all the areas. They enter some areas and they see an army to some areas inside Tabaon, but they surround them. They surround the Free Syrian army. And there is clashing overnight yesterday between the Free Syrian army and the military group, the regime, and some soldiers from DC, General Command of Ahmed Jibril.
Who's loyal to the he's loyal to the regime, yeah?
Some of those soldiers they helped the army yesterday, and this is also information. Not sure I know it. I have information about that. That some soldiers from GC, working underground with the Free Syrian army, some soldiers from Yarmouk.
Oh, so
Could you?
on Friday you were saying that there were no Free Syrian Army troops in Yarmouk. Is it different now?
Friday, because it was under bombing, some of those soldiers from C, trying to ask the GC command to help the Yarmouk to stop bombing, but there is no reaction from GC commands and the Syrian regime army also. So yesterday and today, we have information that they help the Syrian regime to surround the Free Syrian army inside Tadamon. But right now, all the Tadamon area and this 1 kilometer I told you about, the regime wants to clear it. Right now, it's empty without civilians, without residents. All of them, they came to Yarmouk in Jaouna Street. I told you that on Friday. They clear it, the houses, it's empty. Yesterday, they invited, they stopped people, beat the men, and they released them after 1 hour from arresting. But I read what you are. There is an information, it's clear. I want to tell you about it. In Yarmouk, there is no, it's not 500,000 Palestinian refugees in Yarmouk. It's on all of Syria. In Yarmouk, there is 150,000 Palestinian people, and there is 850,000 Syrian people in Yarmouk.
And what about now? Have they fled the area? Where have they gone? If it's empty.
Yes, they gone to the mosques, they gone to the schools, government schools and government schools. They gone to their houses, their cousins, their brothers, their sisters inside Yarmouk. And outside Yarmouk, actually there is some flats from Yarmouk to another camp in Khan Hashi. It's a camp in the southwest of Damascus. We are in Yarmouk, in southeast of Damascus. That Yarmouk is close from the Jordan border, actually.
How many people have fled? Would you estimate what percentage? How hundreds of thousands?
I think from Thursday until now, I mean, there's 2,000, 3,000 people from Yarmouk outside Yarmouk. They fled outside Yarmouk, but from Yarmouk inside Yarmouk, I think there is more than 5,000, something like this.
And how many government troops have you seen?
It's a lot. I saw yesterday maybe three tanks, one BMW for soldier, you know, the soldiers inside it.
Say that again. How many troops?
I saw three tanks.
Three tanks.
And one of this BMW, it's called BMW, it's for the soldier, to move the soldier. It's like a tank, but without... you know, without the gun, there's the gun.
An armored personnel carrier.
Right now, I didn't go to that area to see with my eyes how many troops. But yesterday, it was out of those troops. I saw them, Matthew, they're stealing shops, clothes shops. Comical street. It's for, you know, jeans and t-shirts, and it's famous in Damascus. This Tabamun souk. We call it Tabamun souk. The arm and some Shabiha from Misrin Street came to this street, the Tabamun clothes street, and steal all tops. We're talking about 40, 45 shops in the street.